USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ISIS terrorist will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. A British national known as the ISIS Beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. On Tuesday, President Biden interrupted his summer vacation to return to the White House and celebrate the passage of a huge spending bill. After signing the bill, the president then headed by Marine One to his upscale lakeside home outside Wilmington, Delaware. This is the president's 49th trip to Delaware since becoming president last year. He spent 150 days in Delaware since being inaugurated, which puts him ahead of his predecessors, including Donald Trump, who was frequently criticized for flying to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Florida's taking action against voter fraud.
The first major public move from the new election police unit in Florida has arrested and is in the process of arresting nearly two dozen people for voter fraud during the 2020 general election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaks at a news conference at the Broward County Courthouse in South Florida.
Through our Office of Election Crimes and Security, in conjunction with the Attorney General's Office and FDLE, the state of Florida has charged and is in the process of arresting 20 individuals across the state for voter fraud.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The last victim who was found in a big rig with dozens of illegal immigrants in Texas is out of the hospital. More than 50 people died in the incident while many others were rushed to the emergency room. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted both the driver and his alleged helper. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Threats against Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and FBI agents in general have increased in the wake of the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley claims Americans have lost their confidence in the FBI since the early days of the Trump administration.
The people of this country should have extraordinary confidence in the FBI, and that confidence has been shaken, not just because of what happened a couple weeks ago, but because of a history of this sort of thing that's been going on for the last several years.
Fatal drug overdoses in Alaska have hit a new record high since last year at 253 deaths. One of those was 23-year-old Bruce Snodgrass, whose mother, Sandy Snodgrass, now wants to spread awareness about the dangers of fentanyl.
It was really shocking to me that the prevalence of fentanyl had reached all the way to Anchorage, Alaska, but it has.
Closing arguments are expected Monday in the retrial of the two men accused of trying to kidnap Michigan's governor. The defense rested its case in federal court after calling some FBI agents to take the stand on Friday. It's the second trial for Adam Fox and Barry Croft, as the first one ended in a hung jury. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.